Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The catcher, Eddie Kenna. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Zachary. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Zachary. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a pop-up towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Kenna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenna takes first base on ball four. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Schult. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Betancourt moves to third. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Betancourt scores. Mannion moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely bunts towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Mannion moves to third. Stewart moves to second. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Barnes. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Mannion scores. Stewart scores. Brannan moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out. Brannan scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to third. Kress moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Betancourt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Eddie Kenna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenna is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kenna takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to third. Judge moves to second. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. Bluge hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Stewart covering. Safe. Judge moves to third. Kenna moves to second. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-2 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brannon bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Manish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. One out. Eddie Kenna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenna is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kenna hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mannion bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Kenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenna fires to second and picks off Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-2 in the game. Zachary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-3 in the game. Reeves hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-3 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brannon bunts for an out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Kenna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenna is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kenna hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Blue bunts towards third. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Betancourt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Betancourt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule pinch hits for Tom Zachary. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.